want you to know He's never abandoned you. He's never left you. He's always been there. So I want you to know that darkness sometimes it blinds us. Darkness blinds us that we can't see. Because God is everywhere. He's everywhere. I'm a testimony of that. Can you say everywhere? Everywhere. Everywhere. He went into the most dirtiest places that I've ever went in my life. He went with me as I was in that place of brokenness and bondage. Hallelujah. He was always there. He was always faithful. He was always present. Hallelujah. But the enemy darkened my eyes. Hallelujah. That I couldn't see that God was always there. He was always present. He never failed me. He never left me. Hallelujah. He never abandoned me. Hallelujah. He was always by my side. Hallelujah. But one day, hallelujah. But one day, hallelujah. But one day, the light, hallelujah, broke through that darkness. Hallelujah. Broke through that darkness. Hallelujah. And showed me that I couldn't dream of a better God. Come on, I couldn't dream of a better Father. Put the tree of a better God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place. Have your way. Open my eyes. Open my ears. In your holy name. Amen. Come on, give God glory. Hallelujah. Children may go to the classes. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. Let me shout out for God. Tell somebody, I couldn't have dreamed of a better Father. I couldn't have dreamed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, I don't know, my spirit is running. I gotta bring it back. I don't want to get out in front. Hallelujah, but I just really feel, hallelujah, God's speaking to us about some things, and our hearts are right. I want you to hear this. Step in, step in, step in. Don't wait, don't wait. I hear the Spirit of God calling into the church to come up higher, come up higher, come up higher, come up higher. I want you to know that everything's available for us. Everything's ready for us, hallelujah. God says, hallelujah, just come in, hallelujah, abide, hallelujah. Come and he'll stop with you. Thank you, praise you. You're good. Big kids, get me going. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. What a tremendous, tremendous service. Hallelujah. So far. Father God, I pray to God, Lord, that I can bring forth your word under your name. Those are my notes until I walked into my office. So, you know, you always come prepared, but you got to be ready for God to pull the rug out from under you. This cause I bow my knee under the Father. Hallelujah. I bow my knee under the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Let you guys know that you're part of the family. Tell someone, we are the family. I can break out in that song right now. We are family. I got all my sisters and brothers. Break. All right. See, that's how you get out of the anointing. You get that we would grant you according to the riches of His glory. Hallelujah. The riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Say inner man. That my spirit might be strengthened in the inner man. That Christ... Woo! Thank you. Thank you. We got it. Because I was wondering what was wrong with this thing. I'm about ready to throw it out the window. I speak right now in this anointing. Right now, we just declare God's going to send us a new receiver right now. I want you to declare it. God, a new sound system. See, my praise team don't know how much it breaks my heart to see them frustrated sometimes, trying to get the right sign, and it's frustrating sometimes. Amen. Say it's time. God's sending it. Hallelujah. We just receive it. He says, "Ask, ask, and you shall receive." Amen. Say, tell your neighbor you got to say it though. We got to stop that thing from blowing. Which one's blowing on me? We good? It says, Christ may dwell in your hearts. Where may He dwell? You got to participate with me tonight. Amen. Come on. He says, in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Hallelujah. That you being rooted and grounded in love, you might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, what is the depth. I pray that you get the scripture. I pray that you write it down. This is in Ephesians 3. This is in 17 through 19. I want you to write it down. Amen. Say, write it down. I want you to hear this, that sometimes I have a hard time learning things. But I want you to know, as much as I was growing up, the enemy and people around me would tell me it was a handicap. It wasn't a handicap, but it was an opportunity for God. I want you to hear this. See, the Goliath did not come to kill David. He came to promote him. See, God, we don't see things. We need to see things the way God sees things. Hallelujah. Not the way the enemy sees. Sometimes we see the way, oh, he's come to kill him. I want you to know that God says, I'm going to use him to promote David. Hallelujah. You be in the right willing place. Hallelujah. And Goliath is going to promote you. Hallelujah. To being a king. That was the avenue that God, that was the thrust that God used. Hallelujah. He'll use your enemies, hallelujah, to bring Him glory. He will use your enemies. Say your enemies. Because God don't got no enemies, hallelujah. But we got enemies, hallelujah. And God says, I'll use your enemies, hallelujah, for my glory, for my might, for my strength, hallelujah. I will use them if you get yourself in a place that you're available. Say, I'm ready, Lord. Hallelujah. That you put yourself in a place available for God to flow through. Hallelujah. That He could do all that He desires to do. This is real living. Come on, amen. This is real living. Hallelujah. When you begin to touch the Almighty God. Hallelujah. The one that gave you your breath. Hallelujah. The one that gave you life. Hallelujah. When you begin to walk in a relationship with Him. But here, let me tell you something. You see, my teachers. Come on, some teachers. Who's teachers in here? Who's been a teacher? Teacher. I don't know if you remember this, but some of you guys, I know some of you remember this. But whenever I fouled up and I did something bad, do you know what the teacher used to make me do? Like if I was talking in class, can you believe it? If I was cracking jokes up or doing something, you know what the teacher would do? Write on the board. I will not talk. I will not talk in class. I will not talk in class. And I kept writing it and writing it because they were trying to get me, hallelujah, to begin to digest, hallelujah, and begin to think about what I was doing as I begin to repeat it. Say, repeat it. Begin to declare it over and over again. Listen, I'm here to tell you that we've been talking about words. We've been talking about words. Words are significant. Words are power. You're standing here tonight because words. Say words. Because God in the beginning, hallelujah, He was the Word, and God began to speak. He began to, when He opened His mouth and God began to speak, hallelujah, let there be light, hallelujah. Amen? We're good. Is this gone again? Oh. Come on back, boys. I want you to hear this. He says, but I want to keep this with this understanding of words. Because the Bible says that with words is life and death. And the power of the tongue is life and death. Some of us, I want you to know that many of us, all of us, somewhere, sometime, somebody has planted a word, a seed. Whether it was negative, and it was trying to bring interference to what God has called you to do. It was trying to get in front of the Word. The one and only Word. The Word that changes you. The Word that sets you free. Hallelujah. The Word that breaks heavy chains. The Word that gave you life. See, the enemy want to interrupt that and try to give you another word. Say another word. So he says this. Let's look at Ephesians 4:17. It says, "And this I say therefore." But my point was, I want you to write that down. I want you to begin to... You might not be able to memorize Scripture. Sometimes I have a troubled time sometime. But I've told you how I do it. I get one Scripture, like the ones I give you, and I begin to repeat it all day long. All day long. Say all day long. I begin to chew on it. I begin to meditate on it. Come on, like my cud. Begin to think about it. Begin to develop that thought in my mind about God's Word and let it begin to stir within me. Amen? Come on. Because I'm beginning to root that Word within me. Hallelujah. And you begin to get that Word in you. And you might not tomorrow or the next day, you might forget that you know it, but your spirit don't forget. Your spirit don't forget. Amen? And so listen to this. So he says, "And this I say, therefore, that testify the Lord, that henceforth walk not as Gentiles walk, in the vanity, emptiness of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God." Being alienated from the life of God. We weren't meant to be alienated from God. We were created to worship God. We were created to be in fellowship. Tell your neighbor, fellowship. The frustration that you might feel in life and the disappointment, I want you to know it's because we get out of fellowship with God. You get out of communication with God. You get outside of the secret place that we're supposed to abide. We begin to focus on other things. We begin to get another word. Say another word. And he says, "Having understanding darkened, my understanding darkened," he says, "from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts, being past feeling, having given themselves over to the lust and to the work of greediness," he says, in sensuality, he says, "and they lost their sensitivity." Say sensitivity. They lost the sensitivity. I don't want to lose my sensitivity to the voice of God. Hallelujah. I don't want to lose my hearing unto what God's saying to me today. Say today. And he says, "But it's not have you learned," he said, "have you not learned Christ? If so, be that you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as truth is in Jesus, that you put off the former conversations." Say former words. "The old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in your spirit of your mind," that we be renewed in our emotions, in our thoughts, in the spirit, in our hearts, that they be renewed, hallelujah, in a new way of thinking, hallelujah. That we begin to stand and be rooted in who He is in our lives. That we begin to be rooted in God's Word. I want you to see the importance of this. See, there is a separation because the enemy wants to separate you from God and from who the Word is in your life. He is the Word. Jesus, say Jesus. He is the Word. Hallelujah. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. We need to take hold of that Word. It is a Word that frees us. It's a Word that sets us free. Hallelujah. It's a Word that changes, hallelujah, from the you from the inside out. I want you to know everything else that we try to get on. The world tries to change you from the outside in. But God is changing you, hallelujah, by His Spirit from the inside out, hallelujah. He's working from the inside out of your life, hallelujah. Because you are, say you are, the temple of the Most High God. God wants to work out of your life, hallelujah. The Bible says that we work out our salvation, not work for it, but work out our salvation, hallelujah. The salvation of God needs to work out of our lives. Working out of our lives. We need to let God work. We need to let God's Word go before us. Lead us and guide us. Hallelujah. That we stay connected hearing God's Word. Hallelujah. Because He's always on the move. Come on, I want to just lay this down. And He says, if you have heard Him, have been taught by Him. He says, be renewed in your mind. Listen, He says, and you put on the new man. Say new man. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. Put away lying. Not to have conversations with the old man. How many of you guys know that God has told us not to have communication with the dead? He said it's witchcraft. Quit talking to your old man. Quit talking to your old man. Hallelujah. The one that Jesus took for you at the cross. All sins are passed away. I have become brand new in Christ Jesus. Say brand new. Old things are passed away. We need to declare that word. When your enemy, the Bible says this. It says pray that you do not fall into temptation. Because your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. Your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. Hallelujah. We need to begin to let our spirit arise. Hallelujah. And begin to lift us up. And how does that happen? By God's Word. Abiding and taking hold of His Word. Not my words. See, I want you to know that we begin to lose sight. We begin to lose focus when we focus on anything outside of God's Word. We lose our focus because His Word is truth. See, sometimes we see things, everything we base it upon is what we see with our natural eyes, what we focus on. See, we let things that come towards us change us. We let trauma, we let all these different things, words and problems or whatever the enemy would try to use to change us and derail us. Hallelujah. But we need to stand, say stand, on God's Word and be unmovable, unshakable. Hallelujah. Listen. Matthew 11. I just wanted to share that first part. But you can keep looking at it. Let no corrupt communication. No corrupt. Don't speak those bad words. Don't speak those words. Come on, we declared, we broke it off you last week. Amen. Hallelujah. Those old words. No more. Don't have that conversation with the old man. The enemy tried to plant some thorns, some seeds in your life. Hallelujah. But God has uprooted it. He has cast it out. Amen. You're brand new. Matthew 11, 28. Kelly, could you keep that from blowing on me? Which one is it? Oh, okay. Thanks. Are you okay? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wondering. That doesn't make sense. I was in the wrong place. Matthew 11:28 says, come. Say, come. Unto me all that you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want you to see this and understand, and I want to declare something. I want you to hear this. Every single one of us in life are going to be yoked to something. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We are yoked to something. And Jesus presents, come on, sometimes we get yoked to things that try to drive you. What is a yoke? A yoke is what is put on. It's the oxen that is placed upon them, that the two, hallelujah, begin to move together. Amen? That we are not to be unequally yoked. And Jesus was declaring, I want you to be yoked to me. He is the Word. I want you to be yoked to my Word. I want you to be bound by my Word. Hallelujah. I want you to be connected by my Word. And tell someone it's easy. See, it's easy. See, before this, Jesus began to declare and say, Father, He says, you've kept this from those that were proud, those ones that Lord, that you've kept it and you've given it to babes that desire to seek you, to find you. Those that seek you will find you, Father God. So He says, so come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, that we be yoked with Him. Connected with Him, not separated, bound by the Word of the Most High God. Hallelujah. That we be connected. He says, and I will teach you. Say, teach you. Listen, I want you to catch this. He says, come heavy laden. And He says, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy. It's easy. Hallelujah. This is easy. Hallelujah. Because listen, I want you to know so many times we focus on us trying to do it. I want you to hear this. It's as easy as taking hold of the Word and believing it in your heart. See, I want you to know, and I want everybody to get this. Hallelujah. How are you saved? If you believe in your heart and confess with your, you will be. I'm going to say it again. This is how you're saved. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. When you loose yourself from whatever you were yoked with before, hallelujah, and you begin to yoke with the Word, hallelujah, you shall be saved. As you confess it, I want you to know, here's the problem. If you, my salvation is about me confessing it and believing my heart, why do we start confessing? We should never stop. It's as easy as this. I'm here to tell you this. Confessing God's Word. Just confessing His Word. See, it. Let light shine into a darkness, hallelujah, by believing it in my heart and confessing it with my mouth. That I came in agreement with my mouth and declared it and agreed with God Almighty. See, there's power in that. There's power in that. I want you to catch this. See, words. We become yoked with words that pull us down, make us feel inferior, negative. Words that discourage, words of discouragement, we yoke ourselves with them. We give them ear and begin to become tied to them. And they lead us. We become yoked with words of fear. Begin to believe it and believe it and begin to believe it with your heart. You confess it, believe it in your heart, confess it with your mouth, and it shall be. We become partners with words. That's what happens when you yoke up with words. We become bound with His words, with Jesus. He says, be yoked with me, with the Word. Let this Word lead you. Let this word be in your heart. Let my word shape you and mold you and lead you and guide you. I'm here to tell you, listen, when I began to be yoked with God's word, hallelujah, I want you to know that it's God's word that as I began to take hold of God's word and God begins to teach me in the spirit, as I begin to look at this word, that sometimes I fail, but I keep on reading the word. I keep on being yoked to the word no matter what. Say, keep on yoking with the word. See, and what happens was as you're yoked with the word, as it's guiding, it'll cause you to be the husband that you desire to be. See, it'll cause you, hallelujah, to see what God sees you to be, hallelujah. It'll cause you to line up with what God's word is. I want you to know that as we begin to be yoked as the body of Christ with the word of God, hallelujah, these problems that are out there, hallelujah, these problems shouldn't be if we're yoked with God's word, hallelujah. Because they produce different results. See, if I separate myself from God's word, then my moral standard changes. I begin to not know the truth. See, this is what I want us to hear. That's why it's so important for us to pray and to read the Word and stay in the Word of God and to praise and to worship. Hallelujah. I have given you the spirit of praise. Hallelujah. The garment of praise for the spirit of... I'm going to say it again. I have given you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I ask you to be unyoked from the heaviness. That's heavy. Say heavy. And to be yoked with praise, that's easy. Do you see the difference you see there? Come on, amen? He says not to be bound to heaviness that tries to pull you down. But we begin to praise, we begin to worship, begin to bless His name, begin to take hold of who He is in our lives. Listen. Living outside of the Word is what causes confusion. Living outside of that Word is what causes confusion. Not abiding within that Word. Not being yoked to Him. Sometimes we wonder why things are so heavy. And Jesus says it's easy. I'm here to tell you this, that Jesus, when He walked into a room and there was all the Sadducees and Pharisees, and the Bible says that when He walked into the room, say the word. The word came into the room and they couldn't understand it because they weren't yoked with it. So here was the word that was standing before them. And as He was there, it says that He was present to heal. To loose whoever was bound to whatever it was. And they didn't feel they were bound to anything. They said, I'm not bound to anything. You're bound to something. I've come to give you liberty, to free you, to loose you from whatever that is. So as He was standing there, He says, all of a sudden, somebody was desperate for the Word. Say, desperate for the Word. They were hungry for the Word. That they were willing to do whatever it took to get to the Word. Say, get to the Word. They wanted to lay hold of the Word for their life. Because they were yoked to whatever it was before. They wanted to touch Jesus. Hallelujah. They wanted to behold the Lamb of God. To behold the Word of God that was before them. He is the Word. So as Jesus, they broke open the hole and they cut it open. Whatever, I don't know how you did it back then. Whether they kicked it and saws off. Chainsaw, whatever it was. But they ripped the roof open. Say, rip the roof. They ripped the roof open because they were desperate to see the Word, to take hold of the Word. And as they ripped open the roof, He says, and as they seen Jesus, and Jesus seen them, they seen Him, He looked at them. He says, your faith, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some desperate people. Hallelujah. That one will abide in the Word. Hallelujah. And if you abide in My Word, I'll abide in you. Hallelujah. And He says, If you believe, ask and you shall receive. Hallelujah. And their faith showed Jesus that they believed that He was the Word of God. And they came there to get healed. Hallelujah. I don't know what you've came here for. I want you to know that I'm here, hallelujah, to behold the Lamb of God, to take hold of the Word of God. Hallelujah. To loose me whatever needs to be loosed from me. Hallelujah. To heal whatever needs to be healed. So here he was as he went into that place and he looked at him and he said that to them. And he says, take up your bed and go home. See, that's what the Word said. But the ones that were sitting there said, who are you to forgive sins? Who are you? And Jesus said this. You tell me this. What's easier? To heal them? Now, this is the Word talking. What's easier? To heal them? Or forgive him of sins. Doesn't matter. It's easy with the Word. Say it's easy. And when he spoke the Word, say it's easy. See, it seems foolish to man. But I'm here to tell you that if you're saved and set free, you're going to get a connection with understanding that it's by your mouth, confession, declaring God's Word, how powerful it's alive. It changes you. It moves you. It causes you to do what you didn't want on your own. Your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. That's why we need to pray. We need to connect with God's Word. Hallelujah. That God leads us in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That I begin to go off a cliff and I begin to go in the wrong direction. That it's the Spirit of God as I begin to connect with God. It's that moment where the Word of God begins to breathe life into me when I feel like there's no hope. Hallelujah. It's in those mornings whenever I take hold of the Word of God. When I feel like it. Hallelujah. When I didn't feel like it. Hallelujah. When I couldn't even get up on my knees or get up out of the bed hardly. But I got before God. Hallelujah. Because I knew, hallelujah, my help comes from the Lord. Amen. And as you begin to wait on God, begin to be in that place. Hallelujah. Not even feeling anything. Hallelujah. But He's there anyways. Hallelujah. Begin to believe the Word for my life and begin to believe it over my family. And when I went through my day, I began to recognize, hallelujah, He's there. Hallelujah. He's showing up because I began to look. I gave God opportunity to show up in my life. I was willing. We need to be willing to cut through the roof of emotions and feelings. It might seem foolish. There was a man, a preacher, the biggest church in the world, South Korea. Before he started, he's abiding in the Word preacher. He stand upon the Word of God and don't be moved from it, but be rooted and grounded in it. Don't be shaken from it. And he says that the doctors told him that he had a terminal disease. And he heard that word, but he went to church. And he says, as he began to stand in that place, God says, begin to speak my word. He felt God tell him, speak my word. And he began to speak it. He got one of those counters. He said, when I reach 1,000 words, he says, I'm going to walk out of this place. And everybody says, what are you doing? It might seem foolish to you, but I'm going to believe the word. He began to declare the word of God over his life, over his condition. He began to decide to be yoked to the word and not to a sickness. Not to a report. So he began to yoke, and he says he began to march around that. By his stripes I'm healed. One. By his stripes I'm healed. Two. By his stripes I'm healed. Three. See, the enemy will try to tell you that's foolish. About 552. All right, that's enough. You don't need to do it. But he kept doing it. I want you to know that man of God walked out of that church. Walked out of that. Not just being over declaring and declaring over a sickness and disease. But God was building faith within him that he could begin to teach to those ones that were broken in South Korea. Begin to build up within their lives, hallelujah, the Word of God in them. God was doing something else. He became available for the glory of God to move through him. I'm almost done. I'm not, but I'm going. I'll be on. Why? He quit putting the time up. Hallelujah. Amen. Almost. I told you the praise team went too long. See, listen. Let me Deuteronomy 30. I got to read this scripture because I have so many. Just start searching the Bible about keeping and meditating and taking hold of the Word of God. You'll be amazed. Keep my commandments. Keep my word. Keep it. Say keep it. Keep it. Keep it. This is Deuteronomy 30. It's over here. Hang on. Are you all right? He says, obey, return. Obey the voice of the Lord and do His commandments which I command thee this day. And as the Lord thy God will make you plenteous in every work in thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land, and good for the Lord. And will again rejoice over thee for good, and rejoice over the fathers. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice, say listen, and thou keep, say keep, His commandments, His word, and His statutes, which I have written in a book of the law. He says, which turn unto the Lord thy God with all of your heart and with all your soul. For the commandment which I command you this day, are you ready for this? It's not hidden, but that word means it's not difficult. Say it's easy. He says, it's easy. He says, and neither is it far off. He says, it is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up to heaven and bring it down to me and hear it? He says, neither is it beyond the sea that we shouldest say, who shall go to the depths of the sea and bring it back to me? We may hear it and do it. He says, but no. But the word is very nigh unto thy mouth and thy heart, that thou may do it. It is nigh unto your mouth that you might do it. The word of God is nigh unto your mouth that you might do it. All you have to do is keep it. Let's just begin to keep the Word of God. See, I want you to know that everything that we got into, see, it'll cause confusion if we don't keep the Word. Say, keep the Word. I want you to get this in your heart. I don't want to lose you now. Amen? I don't want to lose you. But I want you to stay here with me. Praise Him. Come on up so we can get going. We're going to take communion so as we prepare our hearts. I want you to hear this. Say, keep the Word. It's probably going to sound fruitful because, see, I want you to know that we are the righteousness planted of God. We are the righteousness. We are the planting of the Lord. Trees of righteousness. And it's with our lips that we bring forth fruit. Out of that place of our heart is where the fruit comes forth in our life. Out of our mouth, we begin to declare. What is in your heart, come out of your mouth. You give somebody a good scare, you'll find out what's in their mouth. See, I check on my wife every once in a while, see if she's in the Word. I jump behind her, see if she cusses. No, I'm joking. See, God gave His Word to Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. He spoke His Word. He said, Adam and Eve, He says, He declared to them, He says, I call you to multiply, replenish, be fruitful. Take my word and replenish it. Be fruitful in it. Hallelujah. Speak my word. Hallelujah. Let the word of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be pleasing unto God. Let the fruit of your lips, hallelujah, begin to be the result of those love, joy, peace, righteousness, hallelujah, gentleness, kindness, hallelujah. Why? Because it's not hard, because it's in my heart. It is the overflow, the abundance of my heart as I take hold of the word of God. It is something that flows, hallelujah. Out of your bellies will flow living water, hallelujah. Rivers of living water. So He tells Eve, He says, listen, the enemy begins to keep in. Hang on Eve for a second, hang on. He says, and the Lord took them and He placed them in the garden. Stay in the garden. See, a garden speaks of a place of relationships, hallelujah. That there was a place of intimacy, a place of gardening, a place of relationship, that they were in this garden with God. And He says, I desire you, I placed you here to dress it and keep it. I don't have enough time for this, but I just want you to dress it and keep it. The word dress means to till. means to let your heart be prepared for the planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. To let my fruit, let my seeds, the word that I have for you, be sown in your life. Hallelujah. That it replenish and produce fruit out of that relationship that we have. That you'll stay excited for me. Hallelujah. That you'll be in a place of intimacy for me. Hallelujah. It's not working. It's trying, not trying to. It's out of a relationship that you have with me. And he says, just keep it. And the problem was that Adam and Eve, she began to entertain a word. And the enemy planted something in her heart, and she began to eat from that tree. She began to eat those words. Words of destruction, hallelujah. Words of chaos, of confusion that was brought into this world because of disobedience. She began to abide under the wrong vine. She began to connect and to take hold of a word. She entertained it. She began yoked with another word. But I want you to know, Jesus, before he ascended, he went into intercession and he said, Father, Father, he says, those ones you've given to me, they have kept your word. He believes in you when you don't believe in yourself. He said, Father, they kept your word. And as they keep your word, hallelujah, that who I am in their life, Father, I pray that you keep them. Stand to your feet. See, I want you to know, I want you to hear this. We are kept by the word of God. As we keep God's word, God keeps us. God keeps us. Hallelujah. That God becomes an agreement where two or three are gathered. Hallelujah. In his name. In his word. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot try to disrupt it. He cannot try to break it up. Hallelujah. That you become an agreement with God Almighty. You become an agreement with the word that God declares. A word that's eternal. A word that never ends. It never stops. Hallelujah. It knows no ends. Hallelujah. It's eternal. It's not temporary. It's not for a moment. Hallelujah. You lose those things. But what you get in a relationship with God is life eternal. It'll change you. It'll move you. It'll cause you to lay down whatever you battle with. It's the word of God. I take it serious. It is my life, this word. I cling to it. I take hold of it. It's not just this. It's my faith believing these words are alive. See, the Sadducees and Pharisees, they didn't take hold of it. What was available? As we abide in God's word, his word abides in us. So I want you to know tonight, we have this communion. And the top is the bread. Be careful you open up first, and that's the bread. And you drink the wine, just wait for me. Do it together. But this is what I take serious too. Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. Let's make it simple. Do this, and you begin to declare by faith. Let's break the word down. Say, remember. God begins to put us back together again. What's broken, what's loose, by faith, we begin to declare and take hold of what he did for me, hallelujah, at the cross and at Calvary. By faith, I begin to take hold of it and keep it in my heart, hallelujah. I do this in remembrance of him, in honor of him. I do it by faith, believing it, letting it get rooted deep within me, so whenever things come to shake me, hallelujah, that there's nothing, hallelujah, whatever it is, whatever depth it is, nothing shall separate me, hallelujah, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. I said nothing shall separate me. His love, hallelujah, it's eternal, it's world, that word of God, as I agree with it, it causes me to be enlightened. So we're going to come as we take it. That bread speaks of the body. The Bible says, Jesus declared when he was tempted, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And by the blood. that causes us to be forgiven. Whatever it is, there's nothing. You're not too far from God. If you need to receive Christ in your life as your Savior, as you come up here, I want to pray with you that you receive Him as your Savior. It's God Almighty. Life's about to change. Life's about to change when you say yes to God. Hallelujah. He will mold you. He will give you the life that you've been looking for, you've been searching, that you've only come up empty with, but you won't be with Him. And it's easy. Hallelujah. And together with this, we will declare, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we shall overcome. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, this is it right here. Behold the Lamb of God. So I want you to know, as Dale comes and lets you out, try to keep a 6-foot distance, whatever, if you can. And everybody on Facebook, I ask you to get your communion. I apologize, I just caught up in the moment, but we have your communion. I want you to partake. It doesn't matter what you get. I took communion by faith, hallelujah, with great pop and crackers with the youth group. I don't even think it was crackers. I think it was ho-hos or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter, because we do it by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. It's by faith. Hallelujah. So I want you to come. Amen. Come. Hallelujah.
The word of God. I declare and receive it, and I do it by faith.
faith in Jesus' name. This is His blood. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to declare this. Hallelujah. My healing's in the blood. Hallelujah. My healing by His stripes. Hallelujah. I am healed. Hallelujah. Declare tonight. Listen, I want to be bold. I don't care. I want to be bold and bold. I'm looking for some specific miracles. See, my God says, ask. He says, if you have faith as a tiny mustard seed, and if you say to this mountain, be removed, it'll be cast out into the sea. But you gotta say it, you gotta declare it, hallelujah, and believe it. God, we declare a miracle. We declare miracles tonight, God. Miracles in those that we're standing in the gap for. Miracles. Because your word says, by your stripes I'm healed. So we receive it by faith in His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's finish with this.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better Father. I couldn't dream of a better God.
Shake it up tonight.
I couldn't dream of a better Father.
Hey, hey, hey.
I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father. Yeah. I couldn't dream of a better God.
Tasted good. Church has not tasted good to the world. Unfortunately, I'm telling you, the church has been yoked to words, to tradition, fear and doubt, hallelujah, out of a relationship. But I'm here to tell you, listen, God wants to renew. He's renewing right here. He's renewing. Hallelujah. He's renewing. I believe in His church. I believe in His body. I believe in God's people. Hallelujah. I believe in it. You know why? Because I know the love of the Father for you. Hallelujah. I know the love of the Father for the world. Hallelujah. He wants us to abide in Him. That word, that those that are in the world will say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Taste and see that God is good. We got a different message. It's called the good news. God bless you. We'll declare with all of our hearts that we are highly favored. Come on, my wife messes up. Amen.
for praise and worship, but I can't let you go home without you hearing this. And the word of the Lord in our study today was very powerful. And I was talking about the wind and the breath of God. And He wanted to take the wind and the breath of God from your lungs. That's what COVID does. It takes the snuff, the breath out of you. And it tried to do that. Listen, this is your song. And when you started singing that tonight, listen, it might have started off. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It might have started off. You might not have had a breath. But when you kept going, you declared something. That what the enemy tried to do, God said.
Yes.
Amen. God stood up, stood for you, and He put the wind, the ruach of God within your body. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is within you, and that He cannot take away. He cannot numb that word out of you. So you are only going to get stronger. Amen. The Spirit of you is going to come forth like never before. Listen, church. Get ready for this man of God to come forth. Hallelujah. Because there is a word in your heart, in your spirit. There is a word. Hallelujah. Let that breath, that Spirit of God, come out of you and prophesy and speak what God has given you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm here to tell you this. Dan, get ready because God told me to ask you, hallelujah, after this service, hallelujah, to share the word that God has placed in your heart this Wednesday night. To share that word, hallelujah. So that was just a clarification where two or three are gathered in my name in His midst, hallelujah. We agree, you declare, you share that testimony that was within your heart as we go into prayer.
Yes.
God bless you. God's knocking on your heart. Open up and let Him in. Amen. Hallelujah. Come see us Wednesday night. Come and be in God's presence and just soak it up. Amen. Bless you. Tell someone you said we love them. On your Facebook.
God, this joy and I won't let go.